in thinking about the election tonight, I think it makes sense to go through different scenarios where Democrats win both, Republicans win both, what the different markets might do, and just think through it, because when it starts moving fast or you have positions on, you get caught up in what's in front of you and not what actually might happen. So I'll share with you how I'm thinking about this. But what I'm doing is remembering what happened during the general election when they crushed it, when Trump won, and then they rallied it. So I think the market usually doesn't do the same thing the second time. And knowing what the talking heads are saying, they're saying that if Democrats win both, it's bad for the stock market. If Democrats win just the House, which is kind of expected, and the Republicans win the Senate, that's kind of the neutral outcome. And some of that negativity has been priced in already from the Republicans losing the House. If the Republicans win both, it's viewed as negative for the bond market because you're going to have Trump agenda in full force, more spending, more deficits, all that kind of stuff. Tax cuts, things that are not good for fiscal responsibility, but it's viewed as positive for the stock market. So my plan would be to consider Republicans winning both is something that gives us a stock market rally that I would be very suspect of. That would be a rally that I would probably want to sell into. You know, the art of selling into that and when you do that is up to the trader. But to me, we have cracked a little bit. All the major stocks have cracked. And if we have a big rally on something like that, and it causes bond yields to go up because bond prices are going down, I don't see why that's so bullish for the stock market, especially at this point in the cycle. So I think that could be a good opportunity to get some volatility and get the market to maybe pop up and then have a failed rally. So that's how I'm looking at it. And you have to be careful with believing your own thinking too much. But I found it's better to go in with some kind of a scenario, some kind of a setup, versus just kind of winning it. So it's always a delicate balance, right? I have the setup, but doesn't mean I'm going to be right. But history tells me that things don't happen the same way. And if bonds do go down, that should pressure stocks at this level, especially after we've had that big move down off the high. I think we're vulnerable to a failed rally, especially on something like this.